Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 9 in the New Living Translation. It says this, I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we've been praying this lately, haven't we? This idea of faith, this idea of letting go of everything else, this idea of pleasing you by trusting you. And so, Lord, for those who are in a situation today where they're having a really hard time trusting you, believing in you, and believing that you have their good in mind, I pray for a connection to be made today between them and you. Because that relationship is far more valuable than anything else that they will walk through. And I know that that's true in my own life. Without you, Jesus, I would be probably not here. Without you, Jesus, I would not be whole. Without you, Jesus, I would certainly be a mess. And I am still a mess, and I'm a work in progress. And this sanctification journey is continuing and I'm learning, but I just give you the glory for what you've done in my life and what you've done in the lives of the listeners today. They have decided and they've made a holy stake in the ground. They put it in the ground. They said, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord, help us to be like Paul, to say, for your sake, we have discarded everything else. We've thrown it all away. We've counted it as garbage so that we could gain you and become one with you. And we no longer have to rely on our own righteousness because we know it's just filthy rags. We become righteous. We become right. We become in right relationship and right standing with you. With God the Father through faith in Christ Jesus. So it all depends on faith. So help us to live in light of that. Today, I pray that. Teach us what it means to have faith. Teach us what it means to have faith that you will move the mountains in our lives. Teach us what it means to believe that that little mustard seed that falls to the ground will actually grow up into something. Teach us to believe that when we sow these little seeds in people's lives, that they will come to fruition someday. Teach us to believe that when we love someone who's unlovely or who pushes back against it, it's not in vain. Teach us to believe that when we serve those who may not ever thank us, that we are serving you. And there will be fruit someday down the line. Teach us to believe that you are with us when we are going about our work for you. Teach us to believe that you are a rewarder of those who seek you. And Lord, thank you that when we seek you, we will find you. It's that your word says in Jeremiah that 29, I think it's verse 11 and 12, it talks about you will be found by us. You will be there when we seek. So Lord, we just seek you today. We seek you, Jesus. We seek your strength. We seek your glory. We seek your way in this world. We seek the way that you love, this upside down, beautiful, amazing love. We seek to love that way. We seek your light. We seek your truth. Lord, help us to hold to the truth. Help us to live in light of the truth. And for those who are struggling with lies and with darkness, I pray you would just shed your holy light and set them free. Set them free from the lies in their head. Set them free from the darkness right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you are the best thing about us. And we have discarded everything, counting everything as garbage just so that we could gain you. Help us to live in light of your incomparable riches, of what it is to just be in relationship with you. Just help us to live in light of that today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overwhelms you, and it does, and it's hard, you can still let go of all that through prayer. Let Jesus know your needs today. He is listening, my friend.